Today, Be'ezras Hashem, learn Daf Gimel of Masechtas Makis. Some of the topics we learned about include Eid Zaymim, many halachas regarding witnesses contradicted through Hazama, including Misham Lefi Chelkoi. A single Eid Zaymim pays his portion of the Kashra Zaman punishment. Ein Eid Zaymim Mishal Mamin Achi Yizoy Mishneim. A witness is not liable for Kashra Zaman unless both witnesses were contradicted. Af Ein Mishal Mal Pi'atzma, according to Rabbi Akiva, the punishment for Eid Zaymim is considered a penalty. If witnesses testify that someone divorced his wife and did not pay her ksuba, how to calculate the attempted loss? If two witnesses testify that Reuben owes Shimon 1,000 zuz and the loan must be repaid within 30 days, while the term is worth to repay it in 10 years. Ksuba, every husband writes a ksuba to his wife. If he dies or they divorce, she collects a certain sum of money, but if she dies first, he is exempt from any payment. Lo yigois, the Shemitah year cancels all loans, and there is a prohibition of lo yigois to collect the loan. Amaves chaveri l'esu shanim, whether a 10-year loan is cancelled during the Shemitah year. Amanash shaloytish meteni shvias, if someone borrows money and stipulates that Shemitah should not cancel the loan, whether the stipulation is effective. If someone sells an item and stipulates that the buyer cannot demand compensation for oina, overcharging, whether the stipulation is effective. One cannot make a stipulation which overrides a halacha of the Torah and it's therefore void. However, there's a machlekes whether one can make a stipulation to override a halacha of the Torah in monetary matters. If someone lends money for an undetermined length of time, he cannot demand repayment within 30 days. Maim Shu'uvim, the Rabban decreed that 3 lug of Maim Shu'uvim, water that was drawn in the utensil, invalidates a mikveh that does not yet contain 40 sa'.